We definitely made we took our time today. We got in out of the huddle. I thought we synced together pretty good with the receivers. Hit them a good couple times. You know, I thought overall we were in and out of the huddle pretty fast and got moving today.
You feel like you're playing the game earned you the first team reps today?
No, I just I heard Matt's not playing, and I don't know whether it was the game or whatever the deal is. But, you know, coach told me what the deal was, that he wanted me to – that Matt wasn't playing on Friday, and he wanted me to jump with the first team and lead him into Seattle. So just studying just like I usually do, and, I'd love to be with the guys.
Do you look at it as you've said all along, to just have your 1% every day still? Or do you look at this as, hey, this is my audition right here for week one?
No, because I'm a still go and practice, and I'm keep showing the coaches what I could do good, and keep getting better at the things that I'm not doing, you know, not so good, and something I could clean up on and get better at, you know. And that's the thing. I'm definitely not all the way there in terms of the playbook, in terms of, you know, just – being a quarterback out there. I'm just learning still, you know. And don't get me wrong, you know, I can lead if I was called upon and to do it. But you know, I'm just out there getting better and trying to get in sync with the guys right now.
When you watch the game film from Friday, what jumps out at you? What did you see from your performance on Friday?
I see that I made some plays, but at the same time, there's a lot of things I felt I did wrong, you know. And I got to clean up some things, particularly in my run fakes. I got to do a lot better in that. It was horrible, and that's unacceptable. You know, the running back should be mad at me right now because I just didn't do a great job at ball fakes after the handoff. And then the screen play, I was kind of confused on the line downfield, so next time I'll throw that away. There's a couple other things that I know I could get better at, and I will. It's definitely with experience, some of the things that I've learned through the game. So just get better at them and keep cleaning up and trying to do better as best as I can.
This is one of the craziest road environments in the league. Do you feed off that kind of stuff, having everybody against you and the noise that's going to be out there?
I mean, it's nothing like college, but I played in probably worse places. So it's football, you know. I'm with my guys. I'm with the 10 guys on the field, and overall, I'm with my whole team when we step on the field together. So I know we got each other's back, and that's all we need.
Are you comfortable with the communication in a road environment when it's loud and hostile?
I definitely will. I'm sure Coach will get some speakers out here just to test it out. And I mean, that's another thing, you know. Going in, this is a pretty loud stadium. As I remember from last year. So we definitely got to communicate, and our communication has to be on point and going in. And I believe our communication is on point. We're just, you know, it's just some good play ball.
Are you comfortable checking in and out of plays at the line of scrimmage, and do they give you much freedom right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I did it a couple times this past game, and from a run to a run, so just from the front. So I'm comfortable. I'm very comfortable in it.
I'm sure that you've always wanted to be a starting quarterback in this league. Do you feel like you're ever so close to it now?
Like Jerry said, you're my 1% deal. Every day I'm getting 1% better, and I won't stop until I get to my goal. That's my goal, to be a starting quarterback and to lead a team to, you know, wins, wins, and wins, you know, and I won't stop till it happens. So to answer your question, you know, every day until it happens and keeps on happening, keep on pushing.
Did you hear the crowd call for you Friday? That felt pretty good.
Yeah, it was kind of like a mixed emotion because I have my teammates, Matt Flynn, and you know, obviously you want to be on the field and play, but you also have feelings for a guy that you're in the room with. You're meeting in a meeting room and with a guy, I mean, 13, 14 hours a day, you know. And you know, it's kind of, I didn't think they went about it the right way. And I mean, I went in and they got what they wanted, but I thought it could have been a little better way, you know, not booing them and stuff like that. So, you know, just whenever you can, guys, just try to keep that down, because we're all on the Raiders and everybody's for each other, you know. And I believe that, you know, you got to be with each other through thick and thin, you know. When problems happen, you can't boo a guy. And that's just we got to be better in that, and Raider Nation will be better in that too, I believe.
Do you feel yourself feeding off the crowd's energy though when you're in the game and you get things?
I try to get the fans going. I don't really hear the fans. I try to get them going and let them get excited and get what they came for. You know, that's all I do. I don't really listen. I can't really hear. You know, and I mean obviously I can hear. But when I'm in a game and I'm zoned in, you know, I got what's a protection call? What do I got to do? You know, what's my read here? I'm not really hearing or listening. The only time I heard them was real loud when I broke out of a tackle and I threw it up, that jump pass. That's the only time I heard them just go bananas. And besides that, I just try to just get the energy going.